You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number three on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And joining us for this hour, up till about 8:50 or so, is congressional candidate Kim Klasick. She's running against Kwesi Mfume in Maryland's 7th Congressional District. Kim, good morning and welcome to WCBM.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. So, first out of the box, incredible story that ran yesterday in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter, in that you've raised a whopping $6.4 million over the last campaign cycle. Mm-hmm. And Congressman Mfume has responded, and he said, quote, "This congressional seat belongs to the people of Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and Howard County. Donald Trump and Kim Klasick cannot buy it. They should take their money and greed somewhere else, because we are not for sale, not now, not ever," end of quote. What is your response to Congressman Mfume?
I think that's extremely ridiculous for him to say. He sold out the seat a very long time ago, I believe, when he was in office the first time around, from 87 to 96. As we can see, there are parts of West Baltimore that receive no resources, absolutely nothing. We have billions of dollars that come into the greater Baltimore area, and nobody gets any relief. But as far as buying the seat, I looked at his FEC report, just glanced at it. He has a lot of big super PAC money. We have a lot of small donors across the country. We have over 80,000 donors that are just people that want to see a change in a city like Baltimore. So I understand what he's saying, but there's just a lot of people around the country that just want to see it get better.
There's been some pushback, Kim, that you traveling around the country is somehow, and the pushback is coming from certain Republican groups, that they're somehow, this is the wrong thing to do, that you're just doing this to enrich yourself and you don't care about the district.
Yeah, so I'm making no money while campaigning. Right? I've been campaigning for a year now, not making a dime. But I see where they can see that. But for me, like, I think some people were talking about the fact that I was just in Arizona. That was for President Trump. You know, for my plan to work, President Trump needs to be in office. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're not offering a plan for the black community. They're not offering $500 billion to be put in opportunity zones. So if President Trump or his campaign asked me to come out and speak at a rally, I'll definitely do it. I've got my campaign staff that are knocking doors 7 days a week. We registered in this just last quarter over 650 voters. And you know what's so crazy about it? Many of them registered as independents and Republicans. And this is in West Baltimore. So we're working hard. We're changing minds. We're offering options. I know people want to see me there every single day, but I usually am out there working. But yes, if President Trump, who helped me raise over $4 million, asked me to come to Arizona to speak, I'm going to go to Arizona and speak.
Well, a lot has to do with those incredible videos that you recorded that went viral last year. And, of course, over the course of this year, you had the one where you were walking in the red dress all through West Baltimore. And then you had the like-minded women following you in the sequel to that. So that got a lot of attention by the president, his son Don Jr., who has been a big advocate of yours. So we talked a little bit off the air before you started about what kind of help or assistance you're getting from the Maryland GOP or the national GOP. And it's not much, and therefore you have to have funding. Campaigns are expensive, so you got to go somewhere to get your money.
Absolutely. The Maryland GOP, I think they started coming around the last month or so. I don't usually answer those phone calls. That goes to my manager. They're now saying, oh, what can we do to help? Luckily, we've had some support, locally from people like Delegate Kathy Shalega. She's been there since day one. Kathy Smiro, she's the chair of the Baltimore County Republican Central Committee, which I'm on. There's a lot of members at Central Committee that have been helping us since day one. But as far as the Maryland GOP, we haven't had help. The RNC, we have not had help. From my understanding, when Laura Ingraham, I was on Laura Ingraham's show after our campaign, I went viral, and she said that I should speak at the RNC convention. Well, apparently, Rona McDaniel said, no. A campaign video going viral does not get you a seat at the RNC convention. And then President Trump then called her and said, no, Kim's going to be speaking at the convention. So we've been getting so much support from the Trump campaign. Eric Trump has been very supportive. And they just say, whatever you need, let us know. We understand when the party doesn't support you, because they had that same problem back in 2016.
We're talking with Kim Klasick, a candidate for Congress, obviously, in the 7th. Our telephone number, if you want to join the conversation, 410-WCBM-680. It's 813 right now. Traffic and weather on the 3s. Once again, here is Chuck Whitaker.
A little rough on the southwest side of 95 coming out of the city. from Camden Yards out through Arbutus, and the vehicle fire that at one point was fully involved southbound right after the Beltway. The cleanup on that is still creating that backup coming down from Washington Boulevard to the Beltway. So again, if you want to think about the option of the Parkway South, take the Parkway down to the airport cutoff, take I-195 and go back over to 95 here around the area. I'm looking at something now that's slowing the ramp from 95 north onto Caton Avenue. Could be a broken down vehicle, maybe a minor accident at the end of the ramp, but that exit ramp is slow and it's backing up the right lane northbound on 95 coming up from the Beltway. So heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast for today, it is going to be, sunshine a little later on this afternoon, much warmer, high near 75 at 61 in the city right now. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and joining us in studio, and Kim will take some questions if you'd like to ask her a question. 410 WCBM 680, 1-800-WCBM 680. We'll open those up right after the 8:30 news. I was speaking with Brandon Tatum yesterday, the co-founder of Blexit, and we were talking about there's something going on in the black community across America. In the last week or so, we have Ice Cube, who has taken some heat for looking at the Platinum Plan. We've had P. Diddy now starting his own black political party. And just yesterday, 50 Cent, after looking at the Biden economic plan, has come out and endorsed President Trump. Are you sensing and are you experiencing the same thing, Kim?
Absolutely. Like I said, when we're out there knocking doors, people are just so happy to hear about an option. And this is something I mentioned in my convention speech. You know, for so long, I think Republicans have written off these inner cities because they usually vote down ballot. But, you know, knocking doors, I talk to people and they say, you know, you're the first Republican I've ever met. You know, no one usually comes out here and offers an option. So people are now listening. I think people understand that the Democrat Party has been leveraging their urban struggles for a very long time to receive funding. But unfortunately, they never actually see any results in their own neighborhoods. But yes, when I saw that post from 50 Cent yesterday, I was like, wow, it is really happening. I'm hoping to speak with Ice Cube via Dana White with the UFC. He's been, you know, trying to hook up some conversations. And that would be great. You know, could you imagine if I had some people in the hip hop community come out and say, hey, I support Kim Klasick all the way out in Baltimore. You know, we're working hard to flip this seat. You know, over 50 years, Democrat rule, and you just see what's going on, you know, see the devastation. And you talk to people in Howard County and Baltimore County, and they'll tell you, you know, we used to love going to Baltimore City. We don't anymore. You know, it's dangerous. We don't know what's going to happen. Now you've got the Inner Harbor that's in receivership. Remember, that was a jewel here. So there's a lot going on, and I think we could make some easy changes, and I think a lot of people would benefit from it, not just the black community, not just Baltimore City, but the counties around as well.
Interesting question here for you from Ike. Email into the Morning Drive at WCBM.com. He says, is Kim tired of the people of Sandton, Winchester, Harlem Park, and Pimlico being used as props to make the case for increased funding, only to see that money go toward paying off cronies and to put in the pockets of Democrat politicians? Why is it that a person living in Guilford, Holman, or Roland Park calls 311 about trash, and that trash is immediately picked up, while a person from Sandton, Winchester, Harlem Park, or Pimlico may make multiple calls and nothing is done?
Yep, I am sick and tired of it. I was shocked when the Baltimore Sun did that investigation to find out those numbers. But, it, you know, when you're there on the ground, it's not shocking because you could see the trash literally just piling up for weeks and months at a time. There is a rat infestation. When people said it was racist for President Trump to say so, it's not racist to tell the truth, right? There's a lot going on there. And that's what I was talking about as far as the Democrat leaders leveraging the urban struggle. That's exactly what they're doing. You know, Kwaisi Mafume, my opponent, he went into Congress with absolutely nothing. He's now worth over $18 million. You know, this is something where they're self-enriching. And it's to me, it's I understand that this is politics and I get that things like this happen. But at the same time, the fact that you're not even trying to rectify the problems in your community and in your district is unbelievable to me. But yeah, people have been used for a very long time and it's time to do something about it.
Speaking of numbers, we offered Congressman Mfume, as you know, to debate here on this show, and we've not heard back from him yet. So we'll continue to extend. We've got 2 weeks to go. Maybe we'll get lucky, and he'll accept.
Well, good luck.
Good luck. But you lost in the special runoff by over 40 points the last time, and that had to be a little bit disillusioning. But I understand you have some new polling data that show the race is a lot closer than some might think.
Absolutely. So in the special election, I like to, you know, just let people know we are totally a grassroots campaign. Unfortunately, during the pandemic, we couldn't knock doors. We couldn't get face-to-face. We couldn't have meet and greets. So we weren't able to reach people on that level. But now, typically, in this race, the Republican nominee is usually down 50 points. We've done multiple internal polls and external polls, and now it shows that we're down 12 points. We've got 14% that are undecided. And, you know, I don't think people realize there's a lot of libertarians in District 7, which is great. So I think we are right there. We're running neck and neck. I think now that's why my opponent's out. He's been sign waving and they've been trying to campaign. But to me, it's like, wow, it's a little too late. You know, there's people in West Baltimore that are saying, look, he hasn't done a thing this entire time. He's been sworn in since May 5th, hasn't done a thing. People talk about the fact that the stimulus bill is still sitting there. He hasn't done a thing. He hasn't done absolutely nothing but get a painting covered up, I think, in Catonville Post Office because it reminds people of slavery. Yeah, that's all he's done. Yeah.
Okay, Plasek, let me ask, if I understand you correctly, you noted that you've had little help from either the state GOP or from the RNC. Did I hear that correctly?
Absolutely, yes, that's correct.
Why?
Well, so when I first started this run, I was told by the Maryland GOP, and I say in quote, Jesus Christ couldn't win that seat. And I think that was said for two reasons. One, Republicans don't usually raise a ton of money, right? And number two, it's so gerrymandered, you know, it's a plus 26 Democrat district. And so I understood that, but I said, you know, at some point you got to start chipping away, or we're never going to win. And so I decided to run anyways. I don't think the party was really happy about that because at that time I was still going on Fox News. I think they felt that I was exhausting local donors, and they wanted to save them for, you know, races they knew they can win, you know, like Andy Harris, and I understand that. But, you know, I think that's the problem. They said, you know, you can't win it. Some people said, well, you know, you don't really have a background in politics, which I think honestly people like. But yeah, it is what it is. You know, we won't look back at it. You know, we've actually sent some money to some of the candidates running in other districts in Maryland that needed some financial help. We're not holding any grudges. You know, we all want everyone to win.
That was Johnny Race Hailing, I think, in the first district, right?
Yes.
Or
yep.
Second, I'm sorry. All right, it's 8:20 more with congressional candidate Kim Klasick in just a moment. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
In business, things move quickly. You have to be ready to shift, pivot, adapt, then do it all over again. Comcast Business gives you fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. And for a limited time, you can also get fast shipping with Amazon Business Prime Essentials. Wow, that was fast. So no matter what comes next, you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Help your business bounce forward with this amazing new offer. Get started with powerful internet for $69.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. And ask how you can get 1 free year of Amazon Business Prime Essentials on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Offer ends 11/15/2020. Restrictions apply. Limited to new Comcast Business 100 megabits per second internet customers only. Early termination fee applies. After 24 months, monthly service charge increases to $99.99 a month. Equipment, installation, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change. Call for restrictions and complete details. New Amazon Business Prime members only.
Hi, Garner Roofing, Siding, and Gutters here. Have you ever called for a home improvement estimate only to end up in a high-pressure sales situation? You know the drill. They show up, give you a long presentation designed to justify high pricing, then they press hard for the sale on the spot. If you say no to the first price, like magic, they reduce it and keep on pressing. On and on it goes until you kick them out or they get the sale. If you're patient, you can often get these companies down to half their original price. Sadly, many customers cave to this technique and overpay dramatically. At Garner, we don't do high pressure. Our estimates are brief and to the point. We give you our best price up front with no haggling, and our workmanship and materials are second to none. We're offering $1,000 off whole house roof and siding projects, and we have financing options to fit any budget. If you need a new roof, siding, or gutters, you can reach us at 410-753-2322, 410-753-2322, on the web at garnerroof.com.
Insperity, providing HR services for more than 34 years, including employee benefits and payroll. Insperity's mission is to help businesses succeed so communities prosper. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
It's the stuff.
It's just insane around the country what's going on.
People are talking about.
I mean, what happened to law and order?
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Good morning. It's 823 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 95. Improving now. The vehicle fire has cleared just south of the Beltway, so the backup is easing, coming down from Washington Boulevard and from 395. And it looks like whatever was blocking the end of the ramp from northbound 95 onto Caton Avenue has also cleared itself. Might have been a broken down vehicle there at the end of the ramp. So the northbound traffic much better as well. Some leftover areas, the slow traffic on the Beltway, especially on the west side, and always busy around Hartford Road on the northeast corner. Fall is here. It's time to think about getting your vehicle ready for winter. Stop in and see Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. And Bernie's Facebook page has all of their weekly specials. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Weather Channel forecast for today, it's going to be a nice sunny day with a little warmer, high near 75. Right now it's 63 in Annapolis, 59 in Middle River. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. We've got congressional candidate Kim Klasick running in the 7th up against Democrat Kwesi Mfume. Kim is a Republican, and she joins us for about the next 26 minutes or so. So if you do have a question, give us a call. I do have a question. And my question is that I've been in this city for a long time, covering these issues for a long time, and nothing ever seems to change as far as way that we approach crime, that we approach education. So what do you think, Kim, is most important for this district? What issue, what message do you have for voters? Why Kim Klasick? Why should they vote for you?
Yeah, so there's many things I think we can do. A big one is career opportunities. There doesn't seem to be enough opportunities, I think, in this district. When you look at the size of the Baltimore City Port, you look at the fact that we used to be a manufacturing powerhouse. And I talk about, you know, the fact that we had to rely on other countries for our PPE. Why not bring the billion-dollar medical equipment industry right back through our port and to America in general? We can have manufacturing, you know, back here and helping with career opportunities. We could do job training. We could do career training. We could run apprenticeship programs through the high schools. School choice. I'm a big proponent for school choice. As we see, even during this pandemic, I don't know if people realize this, but we have a lot of what they call dead zones in Baltimore City. So we have a lot of kids that are supposedly learning online right now that still are not. And so, you know, for me, we're not taking education serious enough. You know, education is the key. So we have to focus on that. But the corruption in general, just all of the money that seems to have gone missing, to know that Trump sent $15.7 billion to the Baltimore area in 2018. Prior to that, you had President Obama and Congressman Elijah Cummings secure billions of dollars right after the 2015 riots. You know, here it is in 2020, and these areas where that money was supposed to be implemented looks exactly the same. It doesn't make any sense. So the money's missing. You know, as we were talking about the trash, where I posted those videos last July in 2019. You know, we heard from Baltimore Department of Public Works that they needed more funding. They couldn't possibly pick up all the trash in all of these areas, right? But as Trump was tweeting them, they're going back and forth, you know, publicly about it. They take 77,000 sanitation cases down to 260 without any more funding. So the money's there. Mm-hmm. They can accomplish it. And this is what we see in the Baltimore City Public Schools. Our CEO is making, what is it, $350,000 a year? And we've got out of 39 high schools, 13 of them in Baltimore, the kids graduate not proficient in math. You know, and it's like, what do we expect for them to be on the streets? And then the county, the surrounding areas, they're feeling that crime and violence. We see the uptick. We see it. I don't understand, you know, what people are going through. I think even just living on York Road right now, everyone talks about the fact that there's really no line there. You know, Reisterstown Road is another one right, where the crime is just creeping up every single month. The number of homicides, the number of armed carjackings. You know, we've got people that are just living in fear, and we don't have to.
Kim, tell me about the food deserts, the medical deserts in Baltimore.
Yeah, so a big one is in Easterwood. I don't know if you guys know Doc Cheatham. You probably do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Doc Cheatham. I met with him previously many occasions. I actually took him down to the White House to meet with the administration and a couple other West Baltimore leaders to talk about the fact that there are food deserts and the fact that there are parts of Baltimore where they need it the most that are not in the Opportunity Zone map. And Easterwood, Sandtown, Carlton Ridge, they are left out of it. So, you know, for me, you know, to hear Doc Cheatham say that he went back and forth with Congressman Cummings, you know, he used to try to go back and forth with Kwesi Fume, and they would never prioritize even just, you know, getting the grocery stores or the food markets or, you know, just actually doing what needs to be done as far as a better quality of life in some of these areas. But yeah, to have a food desert in 2020 in an area that sees billions of dollars a year, I don't understand how this is even possible. And the fact that, you know, no one actually says anything or speaks up, I think that's why we need a Republican in the seat. We need someone to follow the money, no fear, no favor, just open the books and expose what's been going on.
To me, Kim, and again, you're absolutely right about food deserts, medical deserts, and school choice, et cetera, but all of this is incumbent upon people feeling safe.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel safe to let your children walk to school or to go shop somewhere, or if you don't have businesses willing to come into Baltimore because of rampant crime, that has to be, that's the big elephant in the room. And yet we change commissioners, you know, almost like we do underwear.
Yeah.
It is sad that nobody seems to come up with any solution. What are your thoughts on how do we tackle this crime problem?
Yeah, so this is so frustrating because I see, I follow Councilman Brandon Scott on Twitter, and he every week, you know, like clockwork, he's, you know, saying, oh, we need justice for this individual. This person was shot and killed, the MTA bus driver, you know, every single week. Meanwhile, this is a guy who's been on city council since 2011. He's been the chair of the violence committee since 2014. Yet he's pushing as he's got a new path forward, I think is his motto.
Right.
I'm like, you know, no one seems to have any ideas. I don't see ever, do the police commissioners, the FOP, they go back and forth on Twitter with the mayor's office and the Baltimore Police Department, you know. It's like, do they come into a room and have a conversation? The last time I realized that they came and even spoke to each other was when I think Governor Hogan had them all come into a room and have a conversation. And then right after that, Mayor Pugh was in, I think she was indicted. Mm-hmm. And then that's when, you know, all that went down. But, you know, the level of corruption that we have, you know, in all departments, I think contributes to the fact that we can never seem to come up with a plan and get a handle on the crime and violence. I spoke to some majors. They said, you know, if we can get back to what we did in 2014 prior to the consent decree, that would help. They want to go back to clearing corners. They said that was helpful. And then we have to work with our state's attorney and the prosecutors and the judges. Our state's attorney literally gives people a slap on the wrist. And then you see people come back out on the streets and they say, oh, this murder suspect, 11-time repeat offender. How is he an 11-time repeat offender? It makes absolutely no sense, you know? They're not locking up these violent criminals.
Now, the couple that involved in the killing of Marcus Parks had a rap sheet. They were wanted as well. It's a good point. All right, more with congressional candidate Kim Klasick. She's with us for about another 20 minutes or so here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Now for news and headlines, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Here's some of the news happening right here in Baltimore. Police continue to look for a suspect in connection with a double shooting Sunday evening that left an 18-year-old dead, a 19-year-old victim hospitalized and in stable condition. City Hall bracing for what's likely going to be a showdown over the controversial police spy plane program. Since April, planes equipped with wide area surveillance cameras have been patrolling the skyways in hopes of tracking suspects while helping to solve crime. Police stats show the program has assisted with clearing 6 homicides, 6 shootings, 4 armed robberies, and 1 carjacking in its first 3 months of operation. However, it is set to expire October 31st. Sports and your lottery numbers next.
You may not know it, but male performance during intimate moments requires proper blood flow, which only gets worse with age. The result? All men experience some level of performance issues over time, from decreased firmness all the way to chronic ED. At Metro Men's Health, our goal is to provide you with the most effective treatment for performance issues. Years ago, we used to use the same technology as other clinics, but didn't settle for one-size-fits-all treatments or outdated wave technology. Should you? We've developed new patent-pending technology called Linear Piezo Energy Protocol, allowing us to create treatment plans specifically to you. We've helped thousands of men achieve consistent, longer-lasting results, and those results can be yours, too. Your condition will only get worse with time. Don't wait. Call Metro Men's Health to schedule your evaluation at 410-500-9900, 410-500-9900, or visit us at metromenshealth.com.
In football, the Chiefs got by the Bills 26-17 in Orchard Park. Yesterday, the Cardinals crushed the Cowboys down in Dallas 38-10. Ravens ended their bye week, by the way. They sit second in the AFC North. By the way, the team with no name down south of us, they'll try to end their five-game slide Sunday when the Cowboys come to town. Dallas, though, is first in the NFC East. Still a record, 2-4. Lottery numbers next.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9-10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Tesafin, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah,
and
all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text TAP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text TAP to 42424 right now. Text TAP to 42424. That's TAP to 42424.
Pick three lottery number 120. Pick 4-8091. 833. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
895 is a little bit slow into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Of course, that's still a single lane each way in the construction area. 95 looks good. We have recovered on 95 leaving the city from the earlier vehicle fire outside of the Beltway in Arbutus. Parkville side, you're a little bit slow yet in that stretch between Bel Air Road and Providence Road on the northeast outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
We're starting out the morning with some clouds and fog. Sunshine later on, a warm afternoon, 75 the high. Temperatures overnight near 60. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning and then some sunshine, 78 the high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Brought to you by BGE and Empower Maryland. Light your home for less. Save up to $3.50 instantly at checkout when you choose long-lasting Energy Star certified LED bulbs. Find retailers near you and more information at BGESmartEnergy.com.
Right now, Rice is down 59 degrees. Serena Park, a little bit of rain there, 58. Downtown Baltimore, fog, they say, and 59 degrees. And you are now up to date on the Morning Five with Casey and Elliott.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Netflix could be getting ready to charge you more. The company releases its earnings later today. MarketWatch says Netflix has halted free trials for its streaming service and raised subscription costs in Canada. The company recently added more than 10 million new subscribers, but expects weaker growth in the second half of this year. Analysts at Jefferies say Netflix typically adjusts its pricing every 2 to 3 years. The last time Netflix raised prices in the U.S. was January 2019. Microsoft will work with Elon Musk's SpaceX to develop cloud computing for space customers. Microsoft's technology will compete with Amazon. Microsoft is said to be focused on serving governments and defense, bringing commercial technology and innovation to the military. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Today, everyone is expecting you to maintain a new level of clean, from customers and employees to students and staff. Cintas has the essential products and services to help you carry out cleaning protocols effectively. We'll keep you well stocked with cleaning supplies, professionally laundered uniforms, and other essentials like face masks, hand sanitizer, and thermometers. Give everyone the confidence they need to keep coming back. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
2020 presidential election,
November 3rd,
is around the corner.
Edges closer.
Democrats hoping to vote Trump out.
And closer.
Beat Donald Trump.
Every pundit had the last election wrong.
And the rhetoric reaches a fever pitch.
Call for a national uprising.
This whole cheat by mail.
What is Biden going to do that Trump didn't do for 4 years to make the economy good?
This is your place to talk about.
Thank you for taking my call.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Ken Klasik in studio with us here, running for the Congress in the 7th Congressional District here in Maryland against Kwesi Mfume. We have invited Congressman Mfume on to debate, Kim, and so far we've not heard back yet. So there are a lot of folks who want to know, how do they get yard signs, how do they volunteer, how do they help out, Kim?
Okay, great, and thank you, everyone. I just want to make sure people know. I know I talk a lot about Baltimore, but you know the support we have right now in Baltimore County and Howard County is amazing. You know the signs that we see in Moncton is unbelievable. You know I just always tell people, look, you know when you see what's going on in Baltimore, until we get a handle on it, all of your tax money goes right to that problem. So please don't. I don't think I'm ignoring you in any way. But we do have a meet and greet coming up tomorrow from 5 to 7 at Union Jacks. We always take our signs, our T-shirts, our hats, everything there. So if you can come out to that, that's in Columbia. And then also, if you want, you can go to our website, kimkforcongress.com. There's actually little spaces there where you can sign up to volunteer, whether it's door knocking, phone banking, and then also sign up to put your address in. So we'll drop off signs to you or whatever it is that you would like. But we definitely need the support. Of course, on Election Day, we would love to have more people out there that are at each poll. But, yeah, if you can support us, please do. I think volunteering right now is our main concern. Luckily, we did okay raising money. So now it's just getting the feet on the ground and making sure that we're hitting each and every individual.
Boy, that's an understatement. Did okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Kim, if I might ask, Marilyn Mosby yesterday, noted that there's the prospect of violence leading up to on Election Day and following Election Day. I'm just asking you to put your ear to the ground for us for a second. We're very concerned about that here. Are you hearing anything about that as you campaign?
Absolutely not. I have not heard anything about as far as violence in District 7, and we're out there every single day. We are talking to people every day, so I'm hoping that's not a little fear-mongering on her part. But no, we haven't heard any of this. We have buses that will be taking people back and forth to the polls. That'll be driving throughout the city and parts of the county. So people that don't have transportation, we can make sure they can go out and vote. If we hear anything, of course, we would pull back and alert police. I think the police are on our side, so so we could give them a ring. But yeah, no, haven't heard any of that.
What are your thoughts on the state's attorney and the city council president, who have had tax issues, tax liens placed on their properties? What is your reaction to that story?
Yeah, so talk about, first of all, I think it's a conflict of interest for her to be the state's attorney and for him to possibly be the city council president. But that's interesting because I also saw that they've made over $1 million, right? And I think it came to, what, $45,000 mm-hmm. that they owe. I don't understand why they would not have paid it. The only thing I could think is, you know, maybe there was a situation where they had a payment plan and maybe something happened. I don't know. But to me, it's something that they definitely need to take care of.
Well, usually you don't put a lien office on your property if they're paying it off. If you've been in an agreement with the IRS, you're not putting a lien on your property.
Right. I think they said it's been since 2014.
Right.
But now the lien is there. You know, I am not a fan of Marilyn Mosby in no shape or form. I am not a fan of Nick Mosby. Remember, he had District 7 in the city mm-hmm. council president. District 7 city council. And that is where the mess really is. So I'm hoping that Giovanni Patterson, he's running for council president as a Republican. I'm hoping that he wins because I can't imagine with those two in office.
Kim, you say that you can't imagine that this has gone on so long. Have you heard of this guy named Al Sharpton?
Yeah. Yes, unfortunately, yes.
I mean, he owes millions of dollars to the federal government, and somehow he gets to become a TV star of some fashion. And somehow avoids going to jail or paying what theoretically he owes. How does that work?
No, I don't understand how that works. Yeah, you know, it's not like they can't find him. Just go, you know, knock on the door at a show on MSNBC. I think it's obviously there's bias. I mean, we know that there is. If a Republican did that, they would be behind bars. There would be this huge story. It would be headlines for weeks. But for some reason, when a Democrat does it, it doesn't really do anything. So, I don't know. I guess that's why we need more Republicans in office. Yeah.
What do you say to voters of all ethnic backgrounds who don't like the president? They don't like him personally. They don't like his tweets. But their policies. They might like his policies more, but they just have a tough time, you know, bringing themselves to vote for him and for people he's endorsed like yourself.
Yeah, great question. So I say this all the time. You know, the president has a very tough job. You know, if you think about the way that he does tweet and the way that he does speak, I think it gets him, you know, that TV time, that air time, you know, it keeps his name relevant in the press at all times. And then it also helps him avoid some of the fake news. I've been a victim to fake news. So I understand what that's like. So you feel like you're constantly on the defense and that you have to put out what you feel is the real story. But I say, you know what, let him do his job. If you like the policies, please support me as well, because, you know, this is someone that I want to work with. He talks to me all the time about putting, you know, different career opportunities in the area, what we could do as far as investments. I understand if you don't like the way he speaks, but I also make this joke. I'm like, look, you know, if you want a guy to make you feel good, get a boyfriend, right? Like, this is the president of the United States, and you know, he's doing a great job. You know, I don't see many people that says he's not, but I understand, you know, just understand that he's working hard for you, even if he doesn't sound like he is sometimes.
8:43 right now, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
And we're brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Boating Center. Speeds are up now, Parkville side of the Beltway, and that looks a little better in the last 10 minutes. JFX is clear. Northern Parkway through the ramps downtown. Minor slowing off and on. You have the construction area at the Old Harbor Tunnel. And, of course, a single lane each way. There is some fog, and that will affect your ride on the main span at the Key Bridge. Baltimore Boating Center is ready for winter storage with 3 marine travel lifts, and they have more storage room than ever before. They're open 7 days a week. Get all the information there at BaltimoreBoatingCenter.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be sunny today, high about 75. We're up to 64 in the city. You're on the morning drive with Casey Nelly. About 5 minutes left with congressional candidate Kim Klasick. Some of the criticism directed your way, Kim, is that you don't live in the 7th District. So what do you say to those folks that are criticizing you because you don't live in the district?
I would say, you know what, you don't have to live in a district to understand the problems and to see where you can actually help. There are many people that don't live in their district, even here in Maryland. I think John Delaney didn't live in his district. Maxine Waters doesn't live in her district. You know, it's convenient to say that of a Republican. But I've been working in the West Baltimore area for the past 8 years with my nonprofit. You know, being there, doing workforce development, getting women ready for work. I understood the obstacles, and, you know, it's kind of like, look, this area I know for a fact needs that money. They need the tender love and care. I want to be the person to give it to them.
This email in, I was informed by a source that Klasick has flown to her event in Arizona on a private jet. Looking at Klasick's most recent campaign finance report filed with the FEC, there's a $10,900 expenditure to a private charter jet company. On the September 28th, I'm unsure if this was campaign paying for Klasick's flight on a Saturday, or was it in relation to one of Klasick's other trips. So while dozens of volunteers are making phone calls and knocking on the door, not the best use of her time and other people's money. What do you say to that?
I saw this article. So just so people know, this guy, Brian Griffiths, he is obsessed with me. And I saw that he wrote this in that duck pin. I think he was formerly with Red Maryland. Just so people understand, I'm out there knocking doors. I've been doing this for a year now. I've been running for a year. I launched, back on November 9th. But that jet was actually because we had a situation where the Trump campaign needed me at the Platinum Plan rollout in Atlanta. And that very same day, that very same afternoon, we had to get to an event in Potomac, Maryland, where they were doing this huge fundraiser and having people come in. And we had already had it on the schedule. And then that very next day, we had a day where we had to actually do door knocking from like 9 a.m. to it was like almost 5 p.m. And so because of the COVID crisis right now, there are not many commercial flights going in and out of these areas. So to make sure that we kept our promises, we did charter a private jet. I know what people are saying, and they feel like that's a waste or, you know, a lose. But, you know, we're flying into areas, with the Trump campaign that they feel that, you know, maybe it's a purple state or they're not going to swing it, like Arizona. And that's why I'm there, to hopefully help the president get in office. And I think everybody, the Republicans that even say this about me, I think a lot of them do want President Trump to win. So I'm helping out the best I can.
Yeah, I don't know about some people in Maryland, tell you the truth. We have... just a couple minutes left. I know you have to leave at 8:50, a busy schedule. So what is your final message to the voters of the 7th Congressional District here in Maryland, city, county, both counties, Howard and Baltimore County? What's your message?
Yeah, you know, it's a two-year term, right? Just give me a shot. Just give me that 2 years to show and prove to you that I can do it, that I can put you first. You know, I have a feeling that stimulus bill is still going to be sitting on that desk when I get into office, hopefully in January. I want to work for the people. I didn't do this because I need money or I needed clout. I was already in the media. You know, I'm doing this because I actually care. And before this, you know, being a public servant, like I said, for 8 years of my nonprofit, getting people to work, I feel that's what makes me qualified for this position. People need career opportunities. I think that would drive down the crime and violence, which a lot of people in the counties are feeling. So I just ask, you know, just give me that one shot. I promise not to let you down. I feel like I work hard. I don't sleep. You know, I enjoy working. I enjoy getting up and going about my day. And for me, you know, we know what my opponent has done. He was there from 87 to 96. His big claim to fame would be getting the 1994 crime bill in, which is what we see a lot of in Baltimore City today, the devastation from that. You know, I focus on family structure. I focus again on education, careers. These are just the simple, basic, common sense policies that we need in this area, and I would love to just have your vote.
All right, we have a Sophia in Perry Hall. She wants to say hi. Sophia, you're on with Kim Klasick. Are you still there? Nope, Sophia dropped or fell out of the cell, whatever the case may be.
Hi, Sophia. If you're still listening, hello.
Yeah, a lot of folks more. Again, not as many calls, but a lot of emails and texts here into the program. So we'll throw it out there again to Congressman Ifume, if you'd like to come in. You're willing to debate, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because every time we've exchanged Twitter messages, you've always said, I'm there. Yeah. And I've not heard back from Congressman Ifume. And we've had Congressman Ifume on the air before. And so I think the district would benefit from that. An exchange, a true exchange of ideas and solutions as to address the problems.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that would be helpful. I think that's the respect that the District 7 needs. You know, the voters, to me, it's disrespectful to not even show up for that. But we've been asked, I think, at this point over 12 times to come in and debate one another from different, you know, networks. And he's just declined every single time.
Well, I think he's concerned that he'd have his microphone muted for 2 minutes. would be the big concern there.
He might be in the basement with another individual from the Democrat Party. Kim Klasick, congressional candidate, Republican in Maryland's 7th Congressional District. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.